You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
What's it all for?
Various artists.
Massive thanks to the Auckland Art Gallery, Toyo Tamaki, for having me last Ramere. I thought it would be a good idea to take the infamous B mic and see what gallery goers got up to. Last Ramere, I had the opportunity to go down to the Auckland Art Gallery, Toyo Tamaki, for their Matariki Ahunga Nui celebration. Yeah, it was a great time. I had a great time. Heaps going on down there as well. It was a free event that ran all day. There were plenty of things to keep me busy at this event in celebration of Matariki, the Māori New Year. I started off by having a bit of a look around the art gallery and ran into some people making some woven stars.
What do we have here? What are we making?
Making fish and some feto. It's a great time. All the kids are having such a lovely time. Yeah, it's 10 out of 10.
Oh, we're making ika and we're making fitu for Matariki, just little, simple. And they're doing a pretty good job at without help. They're just, working it out, yeah.
Are you guys enjoying it?
Yeah, it's really fun. We're enjoying it.
There's a lot of flax everywhere. It's very messy, but it looks like a lot of fun.
I should clean it up, hey?
No, of course not.
All that walking around made me quite hungry.
We've got heaps of kai here. We've got pasta pasta, some Italian street food. Kia ora, bro.
Kia ora, bro. My name is Dan. We got some kai today, which is inspired from what this land has to offer. So we got two nice pizza fritta. One is with kumara watercress. You can have some smoked pork in it as well. And a creamy pawa, which is has been going pretty good. We got some nice cake as well with kawakawa and honey.
This is a very Matariki-inspired Italian menu.
Yeah. So we're trying to get some ideas from what the land in terms of traditional food has to offer, and we decide to somehow make it collapse with our Italian food, which is usually pizza fritta, which is what we're serving. So yeah, we're trying to find a mix of both, and so far it seems that people are enjoying it, so perfect. Yeah, it's going good.
It's bellissimo.
After that, I had to go check out the makete, where there was a wide range of curated handcrafted items that supported local Māori arts and crafts. For this event as well, there were two very talented artists that were performing. Renowned choreographer and dancer Tane Mete did his performance of Marae in the Sky, and Grammy Award winner Jerome Kavanagh showcased his whānau's collection of over 50 taonga pu'oro in Power to the Pu'oro. We didn't manage to have a chat with Jerome, unfortunately. Tane Mete, on the other hand.
Process behind it, and tell me about how long it took.
Interesting process, because we started about 9 months out, the initial conversations and what was going to be some key foundations to build the work upon. It's one of the processes that I really enjoy, because I'm weaving a lot of the time, not only through the mythological ideas, but also cultural ideas, identity ideas of each individual artist within the work, and how some of their stories may weave through. So we are using lots of ways to create.
I also understand you've drawn some inspiration from another collective for this project. Tell me about it.
Just across from the Auckland Art Gallery is the Lawn Street Park. And as you go down towards the fountain in between the gallery and Lawn Street, on the right-hand side, right on the top floor, is an apartment building. And on that top floor, that whole floor was called Marae in the Sky. And it was a representation of the collective that lived there, a rainbow collective in the 1990s, who were activists and really stood for their beliefs in terms of where they stood in the LGBT community and what things they really wanted to happen. And they talked a lot around a kitchen table, around the dinner table, about things that were really dear to them in the political arena of the day. So I took some ideas from some of the ideas from how they were and what they believed in, but also they were keen, hard-out sportsmen. You know, they really played netball and were very physical. Yeah, so I drew a lot of those stories in there as well.
Going back to Marae in the Sky, it's an immersive dance and it centres on a number of things. Would you like to tell me about them?
We're focused mainly on the mother star called Matariki, and her essence is to bring Hauora wellness to the land, to the earth, bring wellness to humankind, and basically an opportunity to come together. So this particular Matariki really celebrates the going home. So yeah, we bring a lot of those ideas into the work as well.
It also signifies Hauora as well as hope and reflection, really a reflection of the of Matariki itself, correct?
That's right, absolutely. And it's really paying significance to the celestial stars, or those collective stars, and how for centuries those particular stars have been used for navigation, for growing food, for when to bring in wellness practices, this time of the year to fold inwards instead of, you know, summertime, everyone's out. And but during this seasonal time, it's a turning inwards to really soften and, more around the home fire, more around the family home, or home environment,
Now, apart from bringing the Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki this beautiful dance, how does Tane Mete spend his Matariki?
Interesting question, actually. Well, I have to admit that now, because it's a season that has, it's a national holiday now, so I find that artists are really, really busy. So that's kind of how I'm spending the Matariki season, is after this I've got another tour that's happening with another work, and I'm doing literally a marae tour, and I'm taking my big feature film and a small dance collective on tour, presenting that work on marae. So it's a creative time of the year, and love that I can share dance in that period. But I know that after these four shows are over, this is the first one that I will definitely be relaxing on that.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.